transport the employees. They were told they would not be paid for their 8 hours that day and that those hours would need to be made up in overtime or weekends. When Romney was in town back in the spring at $2,400, it was a $2,400 plate dinner at the White Palace. Employees were also told they should attend and that they should contribute what money they could. After the event, a memo went out in the office listing names of employees that did not contribute. So I had a, I kind of gathered all the emails, the phone calls that I had, and I said, what I gather was employees feel they were forced to go, they had to take the day off without pay, that they took a roll call, and they had a list of who was there and who wasn't, and felt they wouldn't have a job if they did not attend. The consensus was they were pretty upset that they were forced to take a day off without pay, and that at the event there were jugglers, there were rides, there were brand new golf carts, that a lot of expense had been put out, and they felt that with the layoffs at one of the other mines, they felt this was uncalled for. Now, this was another email I received. It says, just for the record, if we did not go, we knew what would happen. Then we had to make up time or our pay was short. There are lists that go around if you are the good people or the bad people. That means if you go to these dinners or not. Please do not give out my email address. If I was not a current employee, I would not have a problem. At this point, I need my income. Jobs are hard to find. But it is wrong what we are made to do because of the outcome if we don't. So I'm going to let you address some of this now, and then I want to read another one to you here in a little bit.
Well, David, appreciate the opportunity to be here this morning to address some of these questions and a lot of the comments that have been made here over the last couple of weeks. First and foremost, Murray Energy Corporation and Mr. Robert E. Murray do not force their employees to do anything that they do not want to do. Our employees are hardworking, intelligent people that are quite capable of making their own decisions relative to any subject matter, whether it be politics, religion, or their children. They're intelligent people, and we don't force our people to do anything. I did a little bit of research in preparation for your show today.
Mm-hmm.
I know there's been some questions relative to the Political Action Committee and the amount of people that are forced to contribute to that. We have about 884 salaried employees, and of that, about 354 of those employees are actually what we refer to as, and what Federal Election Commission refers to as, executive employees. 354 that we can solicit for payroll deduction, the 1% that everyone says they're forced to do.
Okay.
Of that 354, David, about 151 actually participate. So out of 884 people,
right,
151, that's less than 20%.
Okay.
With respect to our hourly people, we don't even solicit for them. 3 years ago, we stopped soliciting our hourly people relative to contribution to the Political Action Committee because we were spending more out of the pack than what we were actually getting in the way of contribution from our people. Bottom line is, David, we don't force people to do anything they don't want to do.
Are there any lists that go around, Dave, with people's names who choose not to donate or who did not attend an event?
We send lists around to people every month advising them of the next opportunity to participate in one of Mr. Murray's personal fundraising events.
So it's just to give them an idea of what's coming up and what they can do if they choose.
That is correct.
Okay, fair enough. You want me to get to the other email, or do you want to address something else?
Okay.
This other email says this, and this is kind of long, and we're going to have to get, Catherine, how long do we have before the break? 3 minutes? I'm waiting. Minute and a half? Okay. I'm going to read this to you, give you time to think, and then you can address it.
Okay.
Since there are two sides to every tale, this is my firsthand account. I hope that Murray leaders do contact you and justify these actions. Yes, we are in fact told that the Romney event was mandatory and would be without pay, that the hours spent there would need to be made up by non-salary employees outside of regular working hours, with the only other option being to take a pay cut for the equivalent time. Yes, letters have gone around with lists of names of employees who have not attended or donated to political events. I will begin by saying this. I support coal and affordable energy, and I appreciate my job. I realize that many people in this area and elsewhere would love to have my job or my benefits, and our bosses do not hesitate in reminding us of this. However, I cannot agree with these callers and my supervisors who are saying that just because you have a good job, that you should have to work any day for free, on almost no notice, without your consent. Teachers put in a ton of hours unpaid. Many workers in our country do, voluntarily. Those unpaid hours are not politically driven. No one likes to be forced to do anything, let alone without pay. I recall hearing one of your callers claiming that his $100,000-plus Murray salary was grounds for crapping if Murray says crap, or eating broccoli if Murray says to eat it. I say to that man, many of us, though well-educated or hard workers ourselves, do not make half, a third, or even sometimes a quarter of that pay. Had the event not been mandated, most of us probably would have still attended. We are grateful to have the chance to listen to our leaders and potential leaders firsthand. The email continues. It says, had the event not been mandated, most of us probably would have still attended. We are grateful to have the chance to listen to our leaders and potential leaders firsthand and to be a part of political history in the making. We do not appreciate being intimidated into exchanging our time for nothing. I heard one of your callers say that Murray employees are well aware of what they are getting into upon hire, or that they are informed that a percentage of their income will go to political donations. I cannot speak for that caller, but this is news to me. We merely find out how things work by experience. In finishing, it says, this issue, this is what I have a problem with. I have a problem with being told that just because Obama has a war on coal, or Murray's in debt, or that I have a good job, that I have to give my time for free against my will, or that any employee of any company should. I'm not foolish to think that speaking up will do anything but infuriate the company, but if this practice is legitimate and fair, then I am in the wrong and there's nothing for them to be angry about. And it goes on to say freedom of speech and of the press is still allowed here, right? Let me ask you this. Were workers forced to attend this event?
David, there were no workers that were forced to attend the event. We had managers that communicated to our workforce that the attendance at the Romney event was mandatory, but no one was forced to attend the event. We had a pre-registration list. Employees were asked to put their name on a pre-registration list because they could not get into the event unless they were pre-registered and had a name tag to enter the premises. We had people that did not show up that day, and there were no consequences or repercussions taken against any employee that did not attend the Romney event.
What about not getting paid for an eight-hour day? What if somebody just wanted to work? They don't care about politics. They just wanted to put in their 8 hours and go home. Were they given the option? If the mine was shut down because of the visit, I understand, but wouldn't it be fair, let's use the word fair, to still pay these individuals for that day? I mean, it wasn't their fault they weren't working.
David, we made the decision to close the mine for security and safety reasons. By federal law, we cannot have an employee underground without first pre-shifting the mine and having qualified, papered people underground. Our management personnel wanted to attend the event, and we could not have people underground during Romney's visit for that reason.
Understand that. But why not still pay them their wage for that day? I mean, it's not their fault that they couldn't work.
David, by law, Federal Election Commission law, we could not pay people to attend the event. We did not want anyone to come back and see where anyone had been paid for that day by law.
And I understand that. I'm not saying pay them to attend the event. I'm saying, hey, look, we have to close down the mine. If you want to attend this event, that's fine, but you're still going to get a day's pay for the work that you would have done, but we have to shut the mine down. Do you understand what I'm getting at?
I understand what you're saying, David.
Why not do that?
As a private employer, it was our decision. And we made the decision not to pay the people for the day.
Okay. And I get back to, and can you see where that would upset some workers? I mean, can you see where if somebody has any political aspirations whatsoever, they don't care, they just want to go work their 8 hours, go home with their family, can you see where that upsets some employees? I understand you guys have the right to do that as a private employer, but is that fair to take away a day's wages from your employees because of a political event?
We're talking about an event that was in the best interest of anyone that's related to the coal industry in this area or the entire country. I do not believe that missing 8-hour day, when you put it into perspective and you think about how critical this next election is and how critical it is that we get someone in this office that supports coal, to give up 8 hours for a career, I just don't believe that there is anything negative about that.
And this is where we disagree, because that is your right to think that, but you're forcing your thought pattern or your theory onto your workers. And as a private employer, I guess you have that right, but again, is that fair?
David, again,
I would have a problem with that.
David, again, we're not forcing anything on anyone. You know, our minds go down from time to time when a bad electrical storm comes in and it takes down one of our fans at one of our mine shafts. If we're not able to restore power in appropriate time, we have to withdraw people, send those people home, and we'll typically call off the next shift. If we have equipment down, that's not operating. We bring people out of the mine, or we call off a shift. It's not atypical to miss an 8-hour day in this industry. We made a decision,
right,
to shut the mine down for safety reasons and security reasons. And that was the decision that we made.
But again, not to belabor a point, can you see where people get upset by that? Can you understand why they'd be upset?
I can understand their position, But again, we believe that this was in the best interest of all of our employees.
Why do you feel that these employees have contacted me? Why do you feel they're upset? Are these simply, and you're saying nobody was forced, they say they were. Are they lying? Are these employees lying?
David, again, no one was forced to contact, was forced to attend the event. I don't know.
And I can't sit here and say, I'm not calling you a liar. You're telling me that nobody was forced. They're telling me they are. Are they lying?
David, I don't know who your sources are.
Okay. I'm here with Murray Energy's Rob Moore, the Executive Vice President, COO, CFO. We actually go way back. We haven't seen each other 25 years since high school. We had a phone conversation the other day that turned a little ugly by both accounts. You asked me during the break, you said, why didn't I get a hold of you personally? I didn't have your number, and I was directed to Cleveland, or is it Berea? Where is it?
Pepper Pike.
Okay. Why was I directed there? And I made the comment on the air, I was shocked that you guys didn't have a media relations person instead of just going via email. What was the reason for that?
Yeah, David, we've had a number of instances in the past where our people have been misquoted when we've given verbal responses to media requests. So as a practice, we have all of the media requests sent into media at coldsource.com in writing so that we can respond properly. And then that's the reason that we have it set up that
okay. way. In regards to some of the comments that were made specifically by me in the conversation, you wanted to offer rebuttal.
I did, David. A number of the comments that you've made, I believe, have been very negative, very hurtful, and disrespectful towards Murray Energy Corporation and its founder, chairman, CEO, Mr. Robert E. Murray, personally. I think you've attempted to demonize him over the last several weeks, and I just quite frankly don't think that any of those comments were well-founded. Comments such as Mr. Murray wanting to own the souls of his employees, I think, are way off base. You've made statements regarding Mr. Murray and the company dictating that We're dictating to people how they vote, what candidates they support, and what political events that they attend. Again, not accurate, not correct. You've implied neither Mr. Murray nor the company have any regard for the values of the individuals that we employ. And again, as I stated in my opening comments, our people are good people. I think that's disrespectful to our employees. We have people that can think for themselves. They wouldn't be employed if they didn't think for themselves or weren't capable of thinking for themselves. So I think comments like that are not good for this area. I don't think it's correct. And I think it degrades our employees. And we care a lot about our employees. And Mr. Murray personally cares a great deal for his employees.
I got a phone call from one of your employees before you came on who said that he felt Murray was a very good guy and treated his employees well. With that said, though, I base my comments on people who are employed by you talking to me, sending me emails, some of which I read to you. There is the feeling out there. I didn't make this situation up. I just address it. That's my job, as I told you before. And if I'm the one that's going to be demonized, so be it. But my point is, and I go back to this point, Rob, and this is where I'm confused. I still feel, based on your comments earlier when you said, hey, if you can't support a candidate that's going to save your jobs, or we made the decision, people were still forced to take a day off without pay, irregardless of their political beliefs. And so I'm not going to sit here and say that you call you a liar. I would never do that. But my point is, then your employees are lying to me about how they feel. And we're not talking one. We're not talking two. We're talking many who have contacted me via phone and email, who feel pressured, who feel that they have to attend this stuff, who have laid all this stuff out. So, again, are these just bad employees? Are they just lying?
Again, David, I'm not sure who your sources are. You're assuming they're current employees. We've had a number of layoffs recently. We discharge people every day for not adhering to company policy.
You know, during a break, you know, we were talking, and, I have to say the interview's a lot more civil than I expected, maybe a little more civil than you expected, because, like I said, you know, when we had the phone conversation, it did go a little south. And, but during the break, we were talking, and I wanted to give you one more chance to reiterate, and I just want to make sure that we're on the same page here. And I wanted to also reiterate what I said last week in conversation and get your comments on it, because this is what I said in regards to the whole situation. I said, you know, if indeed these miners were forced to attend this event, if they were forced to take a day off pay, they should have been given the option to at least get paid for what they would have had that day. They should be given their option to make their own decision without fear of repercussions. Intimidation, embarrassment, passing around names of those who don't donate, that belittles somebody. It gives off the impression that Robert Murray, Bob Murray, is a tyrant, that his paycheck means total control of your life, and that you are indebted to him. And I'm sure those are the comments that you were alluding to a little bit earlier. Just to reiterate, just so we're on the same page, once again, you were saying that no employee was forced to attend this event whatsoever.
That's correct.
And you're saying that shutting down the mine was simply a decision. There are other times mines have to be shut down for safety reasons, what have you, and that the powers to be, you, Bob Murray, whoever else, felt that this was a very important event for the future of their jobs, for the coal industry, and they should have attended either way, correct?
That's correct.
Okay. As far as the lists that are that supposedly were passed around, the fear of repercussions, you say that those are unfounded.
That's correct, Dave.
And as far as the people who have contacted me, my sources, these quote-unquote employees, your stance is you don't know who the hell these people are. They could have been former employees who were disgruntled. So, in essence, you're not calling them liars. You would just like to know, without knowing who they are, you don't think what they have to say is validated. Fair?
I can't confirm your sources, Dave.
Okay. Is there anything else you would like to say in regards to the entire situation?
No. David, specifically, again, the comments that were made towards Mr. Murray and Murray Energy Corporation were very negative, very hurtful, and very disrespectful. The reputation of Murray Energy Corporation and Mr. Murray in particular is critical to this area from the standpoint of keeping the jobs that we have here going long term. We have customers that we deal with. We have lenders that we have to deal with. We have government officials that we have to deal with. And the reputation of Mr. Murray is critical in all aspects of running this business. So whenever we hear comments made against Mr. Murray, against Murray Energy Corporation, that are unfounded comments, that's something that we take very seriously. And those types of comments should not be made unless there is an effort to put forth all the information, mm-hmm. all the facts. And what I would say to you is that until such time as you've gathered all that information, you shouldn't make the comments on the air.
My rebuttal to that is I did do my due diligence. I do believe that the people who contacted me have some validation. That's where we're going to disagree. I did talk to a number of these people who I know, who either worked for or do currently work for Murray Energy. That's why I felt this was a situation that needs addressed. What Murray Energy needs to understand is I have a job to do. When I have people contact me about them feeling like they're being mistreated or there is an injustice out there, I address it no matter what it is, no matter who it is. And this was another indication right here that this needed to be addressed. This wasn't just somebody walking down the street who stopped me and said, hey, look, you know, I'm a disgruntled former employee. These are people who, in my mind, are individuals who had valid complaints. And that's why I reached out to you, in fairness, to get both sides of the story on. And I do appreciate you coming in here. While you guys take it as an offense, and I understand that, by the same token, I have a job to do too. And my job is to be fair. And you having you on here today is me being fair. And I did contact you guys about a week ago, and I didn't realize the chain of events or that led to, you know, the media request being taken through email, so on and so forth. But the fact of the matter is, I felt through 20 years of doing this that this topic was valid, that there was something to this. That's why I ended up addressing it. And based on what I know, my opinion, and remember, I get paid for an opinion, doesn't mean it's the right opinion, but it's an opinion just like you have an opinion. My opinion is, if indeed this went down like it went down, that's what my opinion was based off of. I understand Murray Energy does a lot of good in this area. I do. But with every company, whether in with me, whoever, with every good, there's also some negative. And I think addressing the negative is what not only talk radio is all about, but in essence, it's what my job is all about. So while you may not agree, I hope you at least understand, and Murray Energy understands where I'm coming from in addressing something. When I have employees contacting me about feeling a certain way, that's something to me that is a topic.
No, just to set the record straight again, David, none of our employees are forced to do anything against their will. And there were no repercussions taken against anyone that did not attend the Romney event.
All right. Listen, I appreciate you coming in here. I really do.
Thanks
appreciate you
on.
Addressing it. And for future reference, how about if you leave your cell phone number? We'll go that route.
I'll give you an email address.
All right.